glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, I wish you all a happy Easter. First reading this Sunday was taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, verse 34, verses 37 to 43. The psalm for today was taken from Psalm 118. The second reading was taken from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. Gospel reading taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 20, verses 1 to 19. The theme of our reflection this Sunday of Easter is, He is risen. Yes, He is. Like Mary of Magdala, Peter and John, if we have heard, if we have encountered, and if we believe in our risen Lord, then our focus must be on the things that are in heaven, where Christ is sitting at God's right hand. Failure to search for and promote heavenly things could lead us into the valley of unbelief and uncertainty, where God is blamed for all our calamities, rejected for the death of our loved ones, mocked for personal failures, and cursed for unbelief. Thus, we must ask our risen Lord to open our eyes to see the wonders of His love, to open our ears to hear His words, and our hearts to feel the realities of His resurrection. But first, we must sincerely die to malice, die to hate, scapegoating judgmentalism, and a loveless life. In other words, we must die to sin. Christ must be our life, and when He becomes our life, we do not remain the same, for He molds us into an embattled, almost perfect, Spirit-empowered, persevering, Christ-treasuring, sin-hating new being, a new being immersed and nurtured in the sacramental family of God. Yes, the family of God, the Church, is our sacrament of communion and sacrament of salvation. She reveals in her actions the triune love. She upholds that love revealed in the Lord's death and resurrection, and she offers to us His food and anointing necessary for our salvation. And the Church calls us to join her in drawing others to the Lord. Therefore, the battle in front of us is to ensure every day that the word, graces, beauty, and the values of the Lord are central in our lives. In other words, we must ensure that the challenges and beauties of this world do not hinder our communion with God. For one who is in communion with God lives in God and God lives in him. Hence, that divine presence constantly urges him or her to strive to remain a vessel of honor, that is, a living instrument of grace and holiness. Thus, one who is in love with God is always ready to fight to stay in love with God, to fight against that which makes him unclean, to rise after a fall, and to teach others how to find God even in their moments of darkness. although we struggle to acknowledge the light of the resurrection in our moments of darkness, the faith we have, the faith we nurture, will always be there to remind us that darkness is not dark to the Lord, for the night shines like the day to Him. Therefore, the Lord is our stronghold. We shall overcome. The psalmist says, we shall not die, we shall live to recount the goodness of the Lord. And that is our prayer for us today, this Easter Sunday, that the light of the resurrection will lead us on, that the light of God's goodness will empower us and help us to stay focused on heavenly things, stay focused on Him. May He bless us. In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us.